at what age should you retire if you're a rock star? Is there an age?
No, I don't think there's an age. I think there's a moment. There's the moment that you show up at a tour on a tour and you realize the tickets are not being sold. Like, people are not coming anymore. Like, it's, you know, it's that moment you say to yourself, ah, you know, my moment is over. Mm-hmm. I like the idea of leaving when you're at the top rather than waiting until people have forgotten about you. But yeah, I think it depends is the answer. You know, there's plenty of people that, you know, like Tiffany, you know, she had that one song. It didn't go anywhere. So she retired at like 22. You know, I mean, everyone has their different, but then there's, you know, like Dave Grohl, we were just talking about him. He's in his 50s. He is still rocking hard. That tour is sold out everywhere.
But you look at somebody like Charlie Watts, who played right up until he died.
Exactly.
I mean, he had no retirement.
What age? I mean, the Rolling Stones are on tour right now. So the answer is age is not the factor that makes you decide.
And when I looked at Rolling Stones tickets, they were 10 grand a piece.
Wow, what?
10 grand.
Who could afford that?
It was sold out. I mean,
it's amazing.
You're never going to see him again. That's the thing. You know, if you see him now, that's going to be the last tour.
Yeah, but who has 10 grand? Sitting around, but just one experience. I mean, 10 grand to have sex. Well, who wants to have sex with them at this point? But I'm just saying, like, I would need more for my 10 grand than just a seat. A seat where I'm short, everyone around me is too tall, and they're going to sing along. So I'm not really going to hear the band. I'm going to hear, you know, the accountant next to me. Like, that's not worth 10 grand.
But I have a buddy, Scott, who went to the show and live streamed the whole thing. So I saved myself 10 grand and I watched it at home. And it was about the same experience.
Right. I was going to say, go to YouTube. It's all there for free.
And you know what? I didn't catch COVID.
Right.
I was fine. I was home and my beer is much cheaper here. So Gene Simmons, the band Kiss, they've been on the road now forever. This tour is going to be the last tour they do. It's the end tour, but that's not going to happen because Gene's going to run out of money at some point and go back on the road. But Gene has caught COVID on this tour. Paul has caught COVID on this tour. So last night they were in Florida, I think. So this is the opening song. And you got to look at Gene and go, dude, how old are you?
Right.
And you're still putting on that makeup and you're living it. And we've had Gene on the show. So we can talk shit about him, but you're still putting the makeup on and going on the stage and now falling from the sky. You're still doing this at age 114.
You're 72.
He's 72. So here they come. Here comes Kiss.
Okay,
out
so
of
they're
the
all
sky.
Right.
On these platforms.
They're being lowered down with all the makeup on.
Living it. There's the pyro. Oh, there goes Gene. He's getting ready to fall.
Okay, so the stage, the floating stage like Kanye had.
Now they're blowing fire at him.
he's in the big giant shoes.
This does not look good because he could break a hip. This is the problem right here.
They have to make a showman out of it. They've got to, listen, I have seen a lot of these older artists and they don't move around on the stage like they used to. So you got to do something for the audience that makes it seem like you're doing a show, like they're being lowered. And then they just can stand there and play after that. You know, you've made your big entrance.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the beauty of all of that makeup, it's so funny. You would think like when they were in their 20s and decided to do it with the makeup, it probably never occurred to them that they'd be in their 70s still putting that fucking makeup on.
Still today doing the makeup. Stop it with the makeup.
After all this time. Yeah. But look, the audience is still there. They still have the fan base. That's what I'm saying. So they're not too old because the fans are there.
Yeah. And I went to a Kiss show a couple of years ago. So I'm one of those people. You know, you dragged me into it.
How was it?
It was freaking awesome. I mean, they're great. I love them.
Right.
But he doesn't need to be falling from the sky. That's the problem. Yeah. you know, just walk out on the stage in your 75 inch heels. You don't need to fall, ascend from the ceiling if you're Gene Simmons. I mean, he's still blowing fire. They still have photos of him blowing fire from a sword, even today. Wow.
It's impressive at 72. It's impressive at 52, let alone 72. I think that's amazing. You know, more power to him. And, you know, speaking of rock star retirement, did you hear about Smash Mouth today?
Oh, what happened to Smash Mouth?
Oh, okay. So this is kind of interesting. Let me explain the story first before we play the audio from it, because it's going to be, it's really out there. So if you don't understand what's going on, you're not going to get it from listening to this audio. So Smash Mouth's lead singer, Steve Harwell, announced today that he's retiring. He's 54. He's retiring, but it's after this incident. So they're doing a show in upstate New York. It goes totally off the rails. So this girl at the show posted this TikTok about it, but here's what you're going to see. He doesn't seem to know where he is.
Oh, no.
He's belligerent. He's slurring his words, and then he starts yelling at the audience and giving them the finger like, almost like he doesn't have Alzheimer's, but it's almost like somebody with Alzheimer's who suddenly like realizes that there's people around them and, you know, fuck all of you assholes, that kind of thing. So let's play the clip so people can at least hear it.
Yeah, he likes his alcohol.
Okay, I know the ethics of this aren't great, but I did just see Smash Mouth perform live at a local beer and wine festival. When I say this is the most chaotic show I've ever seen in my entire life.
Unintelligible speech.
Yeah, he's singing. We don't know what he's singing. He's just like,
Oh, and there's nothing but feedback nonstop. Oh.
Right.
Oh, that's...
He's wandering around the stage aimlessly.
Flipping people off.
Yeah, they're trying to play, hey, now you're a rock star.
Hey, now you were a rock star.
Yeah, these aren't even lyrics.
I'm going to effing kill your whole family.
Yeah, he's yelling at the audience. I'm going to fucking kill your whole
family.
Quiet now.
I'm the singer. Quiet.
So they finally like pull him off stage like a cartoon character, like with a hook. They pull him off stage and some girl in the audience, she's like, it's my birthday. And they're like, come on up here.
Oh, no.
So some rando chick gets up on stage and starts singing like, you know, happy birthday to me. Hey, now you're a rock star. And she's like singing the song and they're playing. The rest of the band is just like, sure. This chick is our new lead singer. Not a problem. We're good. We're good with some rando. So the band is saying that he has a ton of health issues, which include physical stuff like cardiomyopathy. But they say he also has some mental health issues, which seems pretty clear watching this. Mm-hmm. And all of these are remnants over the years of drug and alcohol abuse. But specifically drug abuse. I know you said, you know, that you've seen him.
He drinks, and he was drinking 20 years ago. And when I say drink, I don't mean hanging out with your friends, couple of beers before you go on stage. I'm talking about chugging Jim Beam before you go on stage.
Wow.
So
let me ask you a question about that. So we have stuff like, you know, the mixtape tour is coming up with New Kids on the Block, Rick Astley, Salt-N-Pepa, and Vogue. And then there's the Sugar Ray Cruise. Mm-hmm. You know, you can go on. It's like Sugar Ray and a bunch of 90s pop bands that, you know, every time it's somebody different that shows up or whatever. I feel badly for these artists because they were once really famous, really well known. They had their moment and they still have a fan base. It's not as big as it was, but they still do have a fan base, you know, but I don't know that they're all physically or mentally, you know, we're comparing this to Kiss and the Rolling Stones. That's a whole different category. Mm-hmm. Those guys are ageless. Their fans are still passionate. The older fans have taught their kids about Kiss. So when you go to a Kiss show, there's kids there who are 13 with their, you know, 50, 60 something year old fathers. That's a whole different category. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the bands that
Smash Mouth,
like the Smash Mouths of, the people like that, that, you know, they had a moment and it's over, but yet they still, I mean, what are they supposed to do? Go sell cars? Like, what else would you do for a living? I just feel bad for them.
Yeah, you kind of have to. I mean, nowadays, what do you do? It's like radio. I mean, radio really doesn't exist the way it used to be. So you got to figure out a way to fit into it. So that's what Mark McGrath is doing. He's trying to figure out how to fit in this world being Mark McGrath.
Right.
You know, and that's the bad thing is you're walking down the mall and somebody goes, isn't that Sugar Ray?
Right, you know, isn't right.
That, and yeah, he is, but he isn't. So that's the bad thing about Smash Mouth. Smash Mouth is only known for songs in Shrek. That's pretty right. much all they're known for anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Good so, point. And the guy, I'm telling you, complete drunk. And this is 20 years ago. So I can imagine how bad it is now.
But I feel bad for these bands that really had, they were the precursors. Like if you look like Danity Kane, you know, Pussycat Dolls, that kind mm-hmm. of thing. Those are bands that are like precursors to, you know, Fifth Harmony. You know, what happened to those girls? Where are the Cheetah Girls? Where's Girls Aloud and 98 Degrees? And, you know, there were so many of those bands, S Club 7, O-Town. You know what I mean? There was a moment that we were like, oh my God, O-Town's awesome. We watched the reality show, you know, of them becoming O-Town, LFO, mm-hmm. you know, all those bands. And they had their moment and then it was just over, but like fast, over fast. And I feel badly for them because they either, you know, they messed it up on their own or their label messed it up or they didn't have a follow-up single, you know, but then what do you do with your life after that?
Yeah, there was a guy in a hair band back in the day, and the hair band has continued to go on now, but without this bass player. And mm-hmm. I was sitting there the other day going, I wonder whatever happened to him, because I knew him and we used to hang out, but I haven't heard from him in forever. So I looked him up and he's in Kingsport, Tennessee, and he's a massage therapist.
Right.
So right. You're getting a massage.
What else is he going to do?
You're getting a massage and you look up, you go, aren't you the bass player in that band?
I know that. That must be really hard. You know, a lot of these bands, when they become so famous and then it's just over. I mean, I think about the rest of NSYNC. You know, I mean, Justin Timberlake is Justin Timberlake. Mm-hmm. But, you know, poor Lance Bass is still trying to drag it out. You know, Mary's like got his moment here and there and he's trying. He's trying. But, you know, they don't have the career that, you know, one guy ends up having. But like, what about the rest of Sugar Ray? Like, okay, you said Mark McGrath. What about the rest of those guys?
Yeah, you don't know who they are. But it's like you're getting a massage from the bass player for Whitesnake, and Whitesnake is still on the road.
Right.
And they're still making commercials and having kind of a success. But the bass player is massaging your back.
Is that DePrume?
No, it's not even Whitesnake. It's a different band.
Oh, okay. All right.
But, you know, he got out of music in Kingsport, Tennessee, giving massages.
Right. Well, you know what? I'm sure he's much happier. I'm sure it's
a less stressful
life.
Because it sucked being in that band and getting laid.
It sucks being a rock star.
Yeah. Poor guy was getting laid every single night in a different city, opening for Aerosmith and having all the free drugs and alcohol.
Dreadful.
And, yeah. It was horrible. So he's living a much happier life now. He goes home to his cat in Kingsport, Tennessee.